my brethren, Reverend Fathers, my brethren. So today you may know that there are many, many peoples in our times. They say, I am spiritual, but not religious. And they have a spiritual life, but no affiliation to any religions. And especially they call like organized religions. They stay away from religions. Yeah. But they say this, I'm spiritual. Yeah. And many others, like they call themselves Christians, but they say, I'm a non-denomination Christians. They are Christian by themselves. Yeah. And many others, yeah. Scriptura only. Sola scriptura, scripture only. Jesus only. Not Pope, yeah. But that mentality, thinking for us, for sure, is wrong, yeah. And also for the last Sunday, the feast of St. Peter and Paul, and from today's gospel, reminds us it is very necessary for our salvation to hear and to obey the teaching of the Church of God. Yeah. And not listening to the teaching of the church is the most certain and surest way to be deceived. Yeah. So last Sunday, the church celebrated the martyrdom of St. Peter and Paul. And in the collect, the opening prayer of the Mass, the church acknowledged that through St. Peter and Paul, the church received her first teaching from them, from the two apostles, two columns, two pillars of the church. Yeah. Through them, the church received her first teaching. Yeah. And after acknowledging that, the church prayed that, and the church that in all circumstances, in all times, to follow their precepts, to follow the rule, the precept instituted for the church by Peter and Paul. Yeah. So that is very important. And the gospel and the people, usually they come, they want to hear the word of God. Yeah. But after the ascension of Jesus Christ, Jesus is no longer on earth to preach the people. Yeah. But he communicated to the people, to the world, through the apostle, through his vehicle on earth, yeah. Through Peter, yeah. His vehicle on earth, yeah. And through his holy church. Yeah. So that's the feast of St. Peter and Paul. It is very clear that our Catholic, our faith, and our rule of life, way of life, and our everything come from God through Jesus Christ, through the apostles, and to the church, and to ourselves. Yeah. So separating from the church, or not listening to the church, is very, very harmful to the salvation of soul. Yeah. And also another, the proof from today's gospel. In today's gospel, Jesus appeared to the apostle by the seashore. Yeah. And the people coming to him to hear the word of God. And there are two boats by there, yeah. But Jesus went up into the boat, St. Peter. And from there, he began teaching the people. So that image is to remind that Jesus, the boat, it represents the church. And Jesus standing in the boat of Peter to preach the people. It means that in the church of Peter, the Catholic Church, Jesus teach the whole world. Yeah. Not on other boat, at the boat of Peter, yeah. I mean the Catholic Church, because the boat is the image of the church. Yeah. So it is very interesting, Jesus chose to standing in the boat of Peter to preach to the people. Yeah. So this was a very nice, interesting proof for us to believe that and to be certain that Jesus kept teaching the whole world through his holy church, the Catholic Church, the church that he entrusted to the care of Peter. So from the beginning, there are only one church here, the true church of Christ, the Catholic Church. And only one name of Christians. You remember Saint Peter established his church in Antioch, and from there, the people who believe in Christ are called Christians. So the Christian, the true Christian, are those who believe in Jesus Christ in the church of Peter. Yeah. Not outside the church of Peter. So from the beginning, only one church, step by step in the history, and until now, you see, there are many, many countless denominations and group of people. They identify calling themselves the Church of Christ. And there are many, many boats out there. But remember, Jesus chose to stand in the church of Peter only to preach the people, and from the church of Peter come out the truth of salvation. But from other boat, from other church and group, there's no truth here. There's no truth of salvation, no graces, no truth, nothing here. It's merely a human society or human institution. But the church also a human institution, but the divine element in the church is more important. The church are both human and divine. And divine element is more important than human ones. So again, we see from the last Sunday and today's gospel, and that Jesus standing in Peter's boat to preach the people. So it reminds us that we should stay in the church of Peter and listening to the church of Peter, to her teaching. Because Jesus speaks and communicates to us through his holy church. There's no error. Nothing is error in her teaching. Nothing is sinful in her practice and her rule. So from that reality of the church, I remember in the Council of Trent, declared that in the apostolic see, the church, the chair of Peter, the Catholic religions, Catholic faith, always kept pure and unchanged. From the beginning, from the first, the beginning of the church, now the church always believes the same faith, the same worship of God, and the same rule of life. No change. So until now, we see the people, Vatican II Church, they change a lot of things. Not only accident changes, but substantially change. And the most well-known, I used to say, the most well-known, the most chain, well-known chain is the chain, the chain. The most well-known Catholic dogma that outside the church is no salvation, or the Catholicism is the true religions. Always and at all time, the church always teaches that Catholicism is only one true religion. Yeah? And that's the dogma revealed by God. Yeah? But now Vatican II is very, very clear. They declare, solemnly declared, every religion and all religions are a path to God. Yeah. There's no way God will reveal to them like that. Yeah. God contradicts himself. Yeah. Because God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, reveal to the church to teach us Catholicism, the true reason. But now the same Holy Spirit revealed to Vatican II Church to say that all religions are part to God. There's no way God contradicts himself. There's no way. And also they defend, they change it by the notion of evolution of dogma. Evolution of dogma. They think everything's here. In the universe, under the sun, is changing. Everything is changing. So in the past, the Holy Spirit enlightened us like this, but now the new things come. But in no way, because the church also acknowledges that the development of dogma. But the development of dogma that the church approves and teaches, that the development is always in harmony and consistency of meaning. There's no contradiction of meanings in the Catholic, in the dogma of the church, that the church teaches here. From not very clear to fully clear, but always consistent and in the same meaning here. No contradiction here. But the Vatican II, they say evolution of more dogma, like in the church, in the past the church believed it, but now we believe differently. So that is not the evolution of dogma, that's the destruction of dogma, not evolution. So again, from I would like to wrap up, like from today's gospel, and the church selected this gospel for us. It's a reminder that it's very important to remain in union with the church, to love the church, to love her teachings. Because her teaching is necessary for our salvation. And not listening to the church's teaching is the most certain and surest way to be deceived. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.